Welcome to Cyber Frontier, bringing you the latest news, trends, and hottest topics that focus on advances in cybersecurity and cyber industry economics. Our expert yet down-to-earth hosts make cybersecurity straightforward. They ask the tough questions and make this challenging topic something that everyone can understand. Our candid approach lets guests open up on topics we would all like to see addressed. You can find us on the web at newcyberfrontier.com. That's www.newcyberfrontier.com. Now join today's host as he introduces the topic for today's New Cyber Frontier.
Welcome to today's episode of New Cyber Frontier. On today, we have Gretchen Bliss, who is the Director of Cybersecurity Programs at University of Colorado, Colorado Springs, doing so much, and we definitely appreciate it. Gretchen, thanks for joining today. You're no stranger to here. You hosted a couple shows, series back about a year ago for five or six episodes on women in cyber, but thanks for coming back today.
Chris, it's always a pleasure to be here. We really appreciate all the work you do getting the word out about all the fun cyber things that are happening, not only in our AOR, but across the country.
Yeah, and we've been talking for like a half hour. We didn't get the show started because there's so many good things, and we're like, what do we talk about first? Where are we going? But give us an update. You've been at University of Colorado for what now, a year?
Actually, April 1st, shortly after COVID, is when I started at UCCS. But I do have to just give a shout out to the very generous and kind people at UCCS that have shared their expertise and their connections and their mentorship with me to get established and get moving at UCCS. So it's really a great team of people. They're very excited about cyber.
Okay. So you hit the ground running. Tell us kind of everything that's underneath your umbrella there and what this all is. Just the scope of it, I guess, first.
Well, the academics obviously live inside of the Department of Engineering and Applied Sciences. However, I do kind of the bells and whistles programming. I do a lot with the NCC and our partnerships with NCC, XI, and Space ISAC. I also do lots of outreach. I'm co-sponsoring the Cyber Club team along with Terry and Dr. Chow to be able to give them lots of opportunity, especially in these days where we're a little bit more isolated. So I've been working with that, as well as developing and monitoring everything that we do under the state fund that we receive through the legislation. As you know, it's Senate Bill 18086 gave us an annual allotment for 3 years. This is our final year of the 3 years. And so we've got lots of fun initiatives that we're working on.
Yeah, so we're pulling together what everything looked like in that 3 years of work, which has been kind of like the central facet in all the state for this. And so many things are coming together here. Give us some examples of those different programs.
Well, as you know, but for our audience, there are six schools that are supported through that bill: Pikes Peak Community College, Metro State University, Western, CSU, us, and I'm missing the last one. Sorry. But all of those places are doing wonderful stuff in cybersecurity. And so we have some places where we try and partner and talk about what we're doing, because Colorado is kind of a hotbed for that, particularly from a jobs perspective. I just mapped out the jobs over the last 5 years, and fully the percentage of jobs available in Colorado, almost anywhere between 30 to 60% are usually in the Colorado Springs area. So obviously we have a huge part to play in that piece. But a lot of the initiatives we're working, you know, to start with, Chris, all the great work you're doing in the blockchain. You know, we've had a really good relationship, and you've really launched that out into the community with some of the elements. We also have the public safety initiative that has been reaching out to law enforcement and giving them training and tools and hardware so that they can actually integrate cyber into the investigations and prosecutions that they're performing. Janet at our PSI group there has been doing amazing things. She's reached out to over 17 law enforcement agencies across the state of Colorado. We also have all the great work that's being done at the university from academics. We've expanded. We have now 5 new programs in our business school on cybersecurity management. We've got a Bachelor of Arts in Computer Science for all our community college students that want to come and finish out their 4-year degree. We're hoping to get that articulated to more than Pikes Peak, but we have articulated the associate's degree at Pikes Peak into that that. They can come in seamlessly in a 2x2. So that's been wonderful. And the staff and faculty at UCCS and PPCC worked really hard to make that happen.
And a lot of community things with workforce and whatever, where you have student apprenticeships, right, coming through the pipeline.
Yes. In fact, we've got a big initiative to expand that, right? You've taken on apprentices, obviously, and interns in that program, as well as we're looking with a lot of the government contractors and local business that we have. We are trying to expand that as well. So some of the other pieces that we've pursued is that we've actually increased our graduation statistics. We've got a lot more folks, as you know. I mean, the pipeline to cyber, the highway is huge. There's a whole bunch of different things we can do. Just look at the NICE and NIST framework, and hopefully we're able to get everybody producing in the state at 100%, not just UCCS, but all other educational institutions. Because even if we all do 100%, we can't meet the need that's out there. So working cooperatively, creating those partnerships, creating those hands-on experiential opportunities are absolutely key to having a successful program.
All right, be right back. We'll hear from our sponsors.
Cyber Resilience Institute helps build strong cyber communities designed to prevent members from attack. Like building a neighborhood watch, it takes coordination and a sharing community to protect our identities and valuables in the virtual world. Typically, we hear that organizations know they need to do something to protect their cyber assets, but don't know where to begin. Let Cyber Resilience Institute help your community create an action plan. Cyber Resilience Institute will build your community or business marketplace so that it is designed to support a collective cyber defense. Contact them for more information at cyberresilienceinstitute.org.
Welcome back to New Cyber Frontier. On today, talking to Gretchen Bliss, the Director of Cybersecurity Programs at University of Colorado, Colorado Springs. And you know, we went a little long before the break because we just had so many things, and I can hear it bubbling and culminating everywhere. And one of the things I know that you didn't mention is the WESIS, the Women in Cybersecurity. Tell us about that and how you're working there as well.
Thank you, Chris. Yes, this has been an ongoing effort since we had to cancel our conference last year and go virtual. We are hosting the Women in Cybersecurity Conference at the Gaylord Hotel in Denver, the 25th to 27th of March. We invite anyone and everyone to become involved. There is an open call for student scholarships that's out right now. It started August 1st. It's going to go through October 1st. So please sign up, become a member of WESIS. It costs $20. And behind there, you can apply for the scholarship that gives you a full conference pass for both days, as well as opportunities at lodging. So students that are interested in cybersecurity, please do that. UCCS is now an official sponsor of that. Thank goodness for the leadership that we have and the commitment that UCCS has to cybersecurity. We are a platinum sponsor of that event, which is a great opportunity. I also am running the local planning group. So if you'd like to be a part of making that happen, by all means, you know, reach out to us and be a part of that conversation. Some of the other things we have going, Chris, at UCCS with cybersecurity is we have created a partnership, a little bit of local rivalry with PPCC, USAFA, and UCCS. We have worked with at local AFSEA chapter. Russ Fellers has always been a great champion of cyber, and they have offered up a grant to us to be able to put on a virtual capture the flag, cyber capture the flag. We're using the National Cyber League platform to do that. And that's going to be happening Saturday, the 26th of September. So for all you students and those colleges and universities, please sign up for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. AFSEA has been really gracious in supporting us. We're going to get everybody a t-shirt. We've got a logo. So we're going to have a little bit of a local rivalry with that.
So we where also is that on the happening? Where is that at?
It's going to be all online. It's okay. Virtually online.
Okay.
So yeah, please reach out. And if you don't have information from your schools, my email is gbliss, B-L-I-S-S, at uccs.edu. If you'd like to join that, please send me an email. I'd be happy to connect you on that. The other events we have going is the 13th of November. We're going to do a Daniels Ethics Initiative event on ethics and cybersecurity. So that's going to be a whole day event where we're going to have speakers on the ethics principles in the morning. We're going to do some case study exploration in the afternoon. And we really welcome anyone interested in cybersecurity to be a part of that. We're hoping to have the registration link up on our UCCS cyber site by the 1st of October. So really good stuff coming up for that. And the Daniels Fund did support that.
What is the cyber site, UCCS? What's the URL for that?
Actually, when you Google, I'm in the midst of fixing that. I'm trying to get uccs.edu/cybersecurity, but that probably won't be in place until right about that time.
Okay.
But absolutely, if you have questions on that, reach out to me individually and I'll make sure to connect you. We're pursuing other types of hands-on, you know, in this virtual world, you know, everything being remote, we're trying to create some fun in the space of cybersecurity. So we hopefully will have a couple more capture the flags in place by the end of the semester that everybody can compete in across the state, and have some fun with it.
And I know there was a lot of effort put in a couple years back into a facility there for cybersecurity. And that building is under your direction or your program there in some way. Tell us about what's happening there. And, you know, everybody's always curious. That building's been sitting there now. They did a bunch of work on it. Where's it go from here?
Yeah, no, thanks, Chris. Actually, it's going gangbusters. Thanks to initiatives that we've had internally from Tom Dewar, who is our outreach person, created all these partnerships, got some funding. We've gotten over $5 million in funds to do phase three of the build out in that building to include space for the Space ISAC, as well as the UCCS cybersecurity program is going to be moved there. Thankfully, we finally got the building signed up about a month ago. Our chancellor was very focused on that. And so now NCC and XI have a nice big sign out front. We are hoping to start construction on that building with the plans later this fall, with occupation hopefully by December of 2022. So we're working great gangbusters on that, have lots of partners involved in that to be a part of not just the academic programming, but the entire UCCS cybersecurity strategy, which, by the way, we are working on. We just launched that last week. We're doing a campus-wide cybersecurity initiative where we're not only looking at the academics and how to integrate them cross and interdisciplinary, but also how to be a cyber-safe institution. So that is going to be ongoing for the next few months while we scope that out and really dig into what UCCS is going to do with their commitment to cybersecurity to give opportunities to all our students and be involved in the community.
It's so good to see that the commitment is still there, even though the plans are ongoing and rolling out. Where do you see, let's fast forward and say, if you were king in 10 years, five years, 10 years, where do you see this going?
You know, it's great that you say that, Chris. That's one of the things I've offered up to our steering committee for the
working
group.
For you to be crowned king?
Yeah, we're going to crown you king for a day. Come up with the initiatives you want to do, right? My goal in this would be to create UCCS as a leader in this, not as a leader alone, but as a leader who coordinates all the initiatives that are out there in industry, government, education, all the way from K-12 up to postdoc. We'd love to be a place where we're the center where people can have that freedom to explore those things. One of my personal goals is to have cybersecurity be a required course. Maybe we create an intro to cybersecurity course that across campus we can use to orient folks in that baseline, because it's so much a part of our world today that I think having a baseline understanding, whether you're in fine arts, whether you're in languages like I was, that's where I come from, I'm a Russian linguist, or whether you're in those harder sciences, I think having that baseline connection to it, because it's really everybody's job. So if you learn that in college and you have that engagement with it, I'm not going to say everybody needs to know how to program a firewall. That's not where I'm going with this. I'm really going with understanding the diversity of cybersecurity, maybe the risks, the vulnerabilities, some of the discipline areas, with social engineering and things like that, that we can give students a sampling of. So if I were king or queen for a day, I would probably make sure that every student at UCCS has at least a baseline understanding of cybersecurity.
And I think we have a good start with that with the new business program that Dr. TJ has been putting that together, and quite, I think, a great approach to say, here's a business degree in cybersecurity. I think we have that at the undergrad and at the master's level, right?
Yes, absolutely. And all the way up to PhD. We just got approved as the only PhD in that discipline. I found out from TJ the other day. So yes, business, I'm hoping, I'm talking with Letters, Arts, and Sciences, I'm talking to education, right? Teachers, we need to make sure, I know in our initiatives and engagements, Chris, that we've done, when we reach out to teachers currently in the system, they didn't get that training. They didn't get that baseline orientation. So there's some confusion and hesitancy trying to integrate it into different disciplines. So what I'd like to do is work with our education department and see if we can't bring cybersecurity into education, so that the teachers, when they come out, know how to integrate cyber into history, language, math, you know, whatever discipline they're going to go teach, or middle school, right? You know, where you get the whole variety. You know, we'd really love to give them that leg up so that teachers, when they enter into their profession, are able to have, be cyber savvy and be able to have a baseline knowledge of how to apply that and share it with the next generation. We make the assumption sometimes that young people are digital natives, but that doesn't mean they're cyber aware and cyber secure. So let's add that to that digital nativism, and hopefully we'll have a rock star combination.
Interesting. Well, we're going to take a break here from our sponsors. When we come back, I want to. We have a lot of international listeners, and I want you to think about what it is that they might benefit from or need to hear about. Be right back. Back to New Cyber Frontier. On today, talking to Dr. Gretchen, or actually Gretchen Bliss. I'm going to go back so we don't have that. Welcome to New Cyber Frontier. Back here talking to Gretchen Bliss, the Director of Cybersecurity Programs at University of Colorado in Colorado Springs, and just going through the excitement of things going on locally here. But I wanted to, before the break, we talked a little bit about looking at an international approach. We have literally half or more of our listeners from international, not just Colorado anymore on New Cyber Frontier, where we have probably 60% of our U.S. listeners from other states. And our biggest state is now California and Virginia, Maryland region are bigger than Colorado. So we're really getting that footprint. Now looking outward, what's going on at UCCS? What does it mean to the rest of the United States, to the world? What types of things do we want to see coming here and alliances with?
Wow, Chris, that's a great question. And you're right, there's lots of amazing things going on in California, Maryland, Virginia, across the country. You know, one of the biggest things for the U.S. side is that National Security Agency Center of Academic Excellence. As of last year, they had 313 schools involved in that, a whole bunch from California. And so I think from a national perspective, to get involved in that educational piece of cybersecurity, looking at the Center of Academic Excellence program and trying to see how it might fit in your institutions. If you're in industry, start engaging with those programs. And this is worldwide, you know, engage and try and give that hands-on real life perspective to the programs as they're developing and as they reach out with their students and start producing students that come out into industry to be your employees. One of the amazing things I just learned about recently, California has put together a statewide comprehensive cybersecurity strategy on workforce development. It's unbelievable. Really an inspiration, I think, for all of us in the industry to see how a state is going to do this and knit everything together. So I highly recommend checking that out for all those other states that are looking at things like this, or maybe are have visions of that being a goal. So, you know, as far as UCCS and that, we are part of that community. We just received an NSA grant to be the hub for a 10-state region, including Alaska and the Northwest. And so that's going to be a great way to build the partnership and interconnectivity. There's one in each region. And so it's going to be great to really build those 313 institutions and more that are getting ready to be a part of this group to communicate better, maybe cross-connect, maybe have grants and initiatives and research that they pursue together, because there's power in partnership. So from a national perspective, that's where I'd like to see it go. Internationally, obviously the niceness framework is slowly inculcating into other countries and saying, how do we do this? What do we do with this? How can we create common vocabulary? I think that's been one of the challenges that I've experienced in interacting with international partners, both in the UK and Albania, Slovenia, and some other places, is that there's not that common vocabulary where we can create those linkages that we want to have. I think one of the great places that's happening is the Space ISAC. They obviously have an international arm in what they're doing with space cybersecurity. And we are board members and founding supporters of the Space ISAC. And through that, I'm hoping we can create better partnerships, better connectivity on the international level.
Interesting. So how much, I mean, we're looking at, if you're talking to potential students outside the United States, looking at maybe University of Colorado being their place where they would come study, what differentiates us that they might consider as part of their selection process?
Well, in the CU system, we have cyber programs at our Denver campus and at our Colorado Springs campus. The Denver programs are just getting started. UCCS has been a center of academic excellence and offered programs for almost 10 years now. Mm-hmm. And so I would say that we've had time to develop that program. We've become really good experts in how to deliver that curriculum, as well as getting grants. We have lots of amazing grants going on in cybersecurity that aren't just cyber technical. They're also in autonomous vehicles, in voting security, those issues that are really near and dear to the community's hearts, not just in Colorado, but across the nation and internationally, right? There's lots of eyes looking to those things. I think UCCS, the commitment across the leadership and the faculty and staff at UCCS, especially with this strategy initiative, I think that shows a true commitment to the presence of cybersecurity in everything that we do. I think that students have told me in our cyber club, the reason they came to UCCS is because we have that hands-on component, mm-hmm. that we have a track record in the community of having partnerships where we can give internships and apprenticeships and involve them in the actual academics. So I really think that the pull to UCCS is that we are committed and growing. We're not just standing still in what we're doing in cybersecurity. We are expanding not just in our academics, but in the entire programmatics of how UCCS executes cybersecurity.
And I think that's great for even research students looking at advanced degrees. There's so much basis for new research topics. I know we have a need for 10 different plus different research people to do a dissertation on distributed ledger and how that adopts globally and rolling in programs and some algorithmic approach to things that we're actually looking for in economics and finance, as well as technology and trust type algorithms. But there's so many research projects going on. I'm just naming my program, but that it's really, I think, the outreach I would put in is, if you're looking to do research in cybersecurity, anything related to these areas, it's a great place to consider.
Absolutely. I think the sky's the limit at this point, too, because we've got such a diverse and experienced faculty that have looked at so many different components of this. I've seen a really nice knitting, too, of the PhD students working with master students, working with undergrads. I think that's a really interesting dynamic that we've been able to develop through the funding we've gotten from the state as well, is that there is that cross-connecting where undergrads actually get access and exposure to research in these key topics.
Yeah, I think I have 20 some undergrads under my dissertation work. So, and there's probably several programs like that you have under your realm.
Absolutely. And we look at all aspects of cybersecurity. You mentioned the business program. I know that there's a lot of aspiration with Dr. TJ to get into some of those additional areas to broaden the perspective of the school and the involvement in that key research priorities for the nation and the government.
Absolutely. Oh, wow. So many things. Now I'm like lost in all the details, but anything that you want to get out to the community at large, says, hey, come take a look at this, get involved with this, any other of the things you have under your...
Well, one of the things that I just like to do as a best practice we found in Colorado is, in addition to the Centers of Academic Excellence and how that works, look at creating some local partnerships. We have what's called the Mountain West Cyber Consortium, and it's a regional partnership in 8 states. And we're trying to, in addition to what we're doing with CAE, try to create partnerships with aspirational programs that are out there, from K-12 to postgraduate level, you know, undergraduate levels, trying to create those opportunities to have discussions between the programs and learn and grow, because mm-hmm. we truly believe that if we work with everybody together, all boats will rise, because we're all trying to figure out how to do this and make it happen for the students. That's so important to the future of what cybersecurity is in our society.
And are you putting a call out for other universities to join that or to engage with talks for that?
Absolutely. And if you just Google Mountain West Cybersecurity Consortium, you can come to our website and check out what we're doing. Also, if you want to create your own regional one, you know, the Northeast is a little far from us. We're trying to because regionally we want to cross connect from an academic programmatic perspective, but also with grants and research. So you can either join our consortium or create your own. But I found that there's power in those conversations, even mm-hmm. if they're just quarterly or semester conversations. You do discover ways that you can work together, best practices, challenges that we can move the bar faster, farther, mm-hmm. if we have those conversations and really work together to create those networks and partnerships.
Definitely. So other consortiums, other regional areas that just want to, you know, connect with what's going on here as a hub for the United States, even worldwide, reach out and get in touch with University of Colorado, Colorado Springs. So that's where, you know, most of this is centered. Even though the other campuses have some footprint, the center of this through the state is at University of Colorado, Colorado Springs.
Yes, and the CU system writ large, we've looked at ways to do cooperative measures, right? Because the wave of the future is kind of working in consortium and in partnership. And we have routine meetings between our three campuses that we're exploring ways that we can look into that. So I highly recommend, don't try and go it alone these days, especially in cyber. There's lots out there. Mm-hmm. So reach out to what calls to you, what you have in your programs, what you're interested in, if you're a student or your industry. There are lots of different places that you can go to connect. Our commitment is to expanding the entire community. So we really want to have an ecosystem where we are all working together to better the society and ecosystem and government that we have.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for joining today. It's definitely been a pleasure, and we love to hear these progress being made and just the energy and building, because so often it's like, what has been effective? What's happened out of all the effort? But I think we have some great things coming in here and everything that's going on. So thank you very much for joining.
My pleasure, Chris. I want to thank you as well. You've been at this for such a long time. You have been a key element of making that ecosystem function. And I love the fact you bring in the international portion. That's a little bit more challenging for some of us, but you have successfully done that. And I kudos to you for bringing them into this conversation so we can learn from them and maybe partner with them as well.
Definitely. Well, thank you for that. And it seems like there's always a bigger step and more you can pull in. So sometimes it's daunting, but I definitely appreciate. Thank you for mentioning that.
Well, we look forward to continuing to work with you and to involve your constituency and all your listeners in anything that we have going on. We welcome learning from them and having them learn from us. So thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Take care, Chris.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to New Cyber Frontier. Remember to follow or like our post and circulate each new show to your networks. We keep you informed, bring you the latest news, explore new trends, and find the hottest topics. With New Cyber Frontier, you don't have to be a computer or cybersecurity expert. Just get plugged in. We encourage you to get involved. Tell us what topics interest you and join our mailing lists. You can find us on the web at www.newcyberfrontier.com. That's newcyberfrontier.com. Check out our previous interviews and please let us know if there are any topics that you would like to hear discussed. See you next time on New Cyber Frontier.